certainly appreciate the gift of salvation tonight and thank the Lord for his goodness, his love, and his mercy to us. Thank the Lord for the privilege of being here. And we're thankful for each one that gathered out tonight. I know you've been in a lot of meetings, no doubt, but we appreciate you putting forth the extra effort and being here tonight. Pray the Lord will cause us each one to be strengthened because of his word and encouraged in the ways of God. We'd like to encourage the saints tonight, and we'd like to also issue a warning. We'd like to consider the thought built in. Some things are built in as we go along the way. And a simple definition of that might be constructed as part of a larger unit, generally not detachable, forming a permanent or essential quality or element. Or you might say that it comes with it, or it's part of the deal. You know, there are a lot of things sometimes that we may not think that much about, different things that are actually built in, but there's been a lot of changes that have happened over the years with different things. And I remember years ago, I was over at Green Pastures area when I was just a little boy, and of course they were having some type of a business meeting, and we had to stay outside, so they had outhouses. But you know, it's been quite some time now that most houses have running water and inside toilets and different things of that nature that actually come with it. Some may have a dishwasher that actually comes built in it. I was in a house one time, and it looked similar to a wall, but when you open it up, there was a refrigerator back in there. So it was actually a refrigerator. It seemed like it was actually constructed in the house. It wasn't one that you just kind of roll out or something like that. It seems like it was actually built in. And there are a lot of things that are built in. You can have a built-in stove. As I said, a built-in refrigerator. And, you know, there are a lot of things that just come with what you're getting. And you may not really realize it, but it's just a part of what you're getting. You know, a lot of cars come with a lot of accessories these days that sometimes I don't even understand what they all are. But it's actually a part. It just simply comes with the car. It's not, sometimes maybe you can special order those things, but most cars come with radios and some with CDs and stereos. And I was going down the road one day and I saw a car, and well, actually it was a truck, and it had seats in the back also. It's a four-door truck, and they had some, it's like they had either two TV screens sitting up for the people in the back, or computers or something. I don't know what it was, and I don't know if that came built in or they had it put in, but it was really something to look at. You can see some cars may have telephones, alarm systems, fuel injection. Some of these trucks have dual exhausts. They just come with it. You can have something in your car like a GPS so you can help you find your way. And monitors that will monitor your mileage. And just a lot of different things. And you know, it's handy to have people around because sometimes people are like built-in objects. And I don't know if you've ever been one of those kind of people, but sometimes people are handy to have around because they're just like having a built-in ATM. Anytime you need some money, you can just, you know, hey, I need some more money. And they just kind of up the money. So you've got someone right there that just seems like they're part of your everyday living that's just right there. And then you have some people that are like built-in taxis and seem like they're just there and people just use them for taxis, whatever they need. You know, I need to run here. I need to run there. And, you know, it's like, well, they're maybe living all in the same house. And so it's just like, well, it's just your lot to be the taxi. So they just end up running them around and it's like, well, they're just like a built-in taxi. And, of course, sometimes grandparents may get the feel of it a little bit just being a built-in babysitter. You know, well, they're just right there, so they're handy. So, you know, they're just automatically going to take care of the children and everything. And really, that's a lot of fun. I kind of enjoy some of that. So, you know, there's a lot of things as you go along the way that seem like they're just kind of, some things are just built-in. So what I'm trying to say that there are some things that are just a part of the package. Now, if there are some things that maybe, you know, you may have some things in your car. You may have some things in your automobile that may be actually there, that actually come with it. But you may not know how to use those things. Well, that doesn't diminish the fact that it actually came with it. And I think about how that there are so many things that God has actually blessed us with. And, you know, and when we begin to actually look at it, we can see the goodness of God and all the many things that God has given unto us. Yes. And I thought about this song, song number 64. It says that salvation is the sweetest thing. So there is some sweetness that goes right along with salvation. Yes. See, salvation is the sweetest thing that mortal ever found. My soul can never cease to sing, such love and peace abound. So see, right along with it, there's love that actually goes with it. There's actually some peace that goes with it also. Salvation is omnipotent, combined with love supreme. Come down in pity so intense to rescue and redeem. Salvation flows from Father's heart, a stream of holy love. It covers me with glory bright and wings my soul above. You know, there's so many wonderful things that actually come right along with the plan of salvation. It says, Jesus, our friend and redeemer. Have you ever felt like you needed a friend? You know, Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, we often talk about the poem concerning the footprints in the sand and how the individual was able to recognize, seemed like in the hardest places of their life, there was only one set of footprints. And then Brother McCray made a statement the other day that seemed like as he looks back all the way through, there's only one set of footprints. You know, the Lord just carrying you all the time. Many times we don't recognize how much God is actually doing for us. But it says, Jesus, our friend and redeemer. I want you to know that you have a friend. You have somebody that will actually stand with you. Jesus, our wonderful light. See, he is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. See, Jesus is the light, praise the Lord, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And I was looking at a portion of scripture over here in Isaiah, the 32nd chapter. I'd like for you to turn over there with me and read some of that. Isaiah 32, starting with verse 17, and it says, the work of righteousness shall be peace. See, the actual work of righteousness shall be peace. See, walking in the ways of righteousness, peace is actually a part of that. You know, sometimes people may just go about and wonder, why don't I have any peace? But see, the word says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. But see, the actual work of righteousness, that's what it's actually working something, shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, there's actually an effect that righteousness should have upon you from day to day. You know, it's not just a matter of living a righteous life. Well, I'm just still living a righteous life, and that's all there is to it. No, there's actually more to it than that. There is an effect of living a righteous life. There is an effect that the world will not be able to obtain. See, there's something there. It says the effect of righteousness. Quietness. And assurance. Have you ever felt like you just needed some quietness? You know, when everything in the world may be turning upside down, you can still have peace deep down within. I know a lot of people are troubled with the election. I don't blame you. But I'm trying to say that God can give you quietness right in the midst of it all. Keep your shoes on. You don't have to take to the streets. See, the songwriter said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. See, it went on to say that this is my story. You know, I don't know what everybody else's story is, but the songwriter said, this is my story. This is my song. See, praising my Savior all the day long. See, these are not things that are obscure out there for people just simply to talk about, but that's a part of the package of salvation. God wants you to actually have this experience. To where that it's with you that this is my story. This is my song. See, going back and how it says, and my people shall dwell in peaceable habitations and in sure dwelling places and in quiet resting places. See, there's actually an effect of righteousness. It's actually to have an effect upon you. Salvation. These kind of things are actually built into the plan of salvation. You can have this by the grace of God as you go along the way. You know what? If there's maybe something you feel that, you know, I don't have the peace that I should have, I want to let you know it's in there for you. You can have it by the grace of God. See, perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. In 1 John, I believe it is, the 5th chapter, begins to bring out some things in the word of God, yet more, some more assurance of the things that you have when you actually have salvation. 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. See, if you have salvation, then you have life, praise the Lord. That's a part of it. It just goes right along with it. You know, the word lets us know in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, being able to actually have faith. You know, when you get saved, you need to have some faith. You know, and there's a place where the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been there in a place where I said, Lord, increase my faith. I want more of it. Need more of it. You know, sometimes we're faced with things in life and we're made to realize that, Lord, I need more faith. I need more strength. Lord, I need you to help me in this place of trouble. You know, and God is faithful. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think. Praise the Lord. You know, in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, looking at verse 6, some things that are actually built into the plan of salvation. It says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. You ever thank God for the privilege to carry everything to God in prayer? Yes. Just take it to God. Yes. Lay it down at his feet. Praise the Lord. His name shall be called Wonderful. We have somebody that's wonderful that's right there at our disposal. Yes. See, Counselor. You ever needed any counsel? Yes. I have. You know, it's good to have a good minister to go to get some counsel. But I want to tell you that you have access by faith, yes, unto God to get counsel from God also. You know, sometimes there's things that we don't know and we don't understand. Things that we don't know how to deal with. Things that are actually too much for us. But you know, it's a wonderful thing to have the counsel of the Lord. I've had places where the Lord gave me counsel. I appreciate his counsel. Sometimes you just need it. One time I was going along and probably been sometime back in the summer, probably hurrying along and trying to get enough work done so I go to a meeting the next day or something. And I rolled up to a yard and I thought, you know, I've got just enough time to get it done. And I really wanted to get it done. I got my lawnmower gun, I got out on the yard, and pretty soon the neighbor man, I saw him over there. He was looking right at me. So I wondered, what did he want? I about knew. So I walked over to him. And he just looked at his watch and pointed at it. So I said, okay, well, I'll just come back and cut it later. And he said, well, that's all right. Go ahead and cut it. It's all right. You're here. Go ahead and cut it. You know, but I wasn't really too happy. And I just took my lawnmower and put it back on the trailer and said, I'm just not going to cut it. So I just went on home. And I wasn't very happy. But you know, somewhere in the morning hours, in the morning, the Lord came down and began to counsel with me. You know, and the Lord just blessed me. And the Lord just changed my whole perspective. I don't know what happened to him, but God changed my whole perspective. You know, and I wanted to actually get back over to that yard. And when I see that man, I just want to let him know that Jesus visited with me. And what a blessing I got. You know, because God did something for me. You know, sometimes we don't know which way to go. You know, the word says that it's not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. It's not actually in us. We don't know which way to go. Sometimes we actually have perplexing things that are coming our way.
maybe things that we didn't actually count on. But there they are. Just right there on top of us. And we don't know what to do with them. Maybe we look around and we go back in the past and we don't see what to do. And maybe we stay up at night thinking about all those things, but not knowing how to handle it. You know, and then God begins to come on the scene. And God begins to open up our understanding. And God begins to actually tell us things. You know, maybe things that we didn't know and maybe things that we didn't understand. I'm just trying to say to you that God is a counselor. That he's able to help you wherever you are right now. He's able to begin to actually give you the counsel that you need. You know, there was a man one time and he was had a real problem that he was dealing with. His name was Joseph. And there he was. He was espoused to a young lady and somehow he didn't know just how, but you know, she come to be with child and he's in a real predicament. You know, not knowing exactly what to do. But it says in Matthew, the first chapter, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, still in a state of engagement, as my understanding is, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, you know, the Lord let Mary know all about it. I don't know just how it happened, but in my mind, I'm thinking Mary maybe thought it all over. She was a thoughtful individual. Maybe she thought it all over and thought, now, what am I going to look like coming up trying to explain this to Joseph? Lord, you told me these things. You're going to have to make a move for me. You know, God can make a move for you sometime. God can actually begin to work things out for you. Yes, have you ever heard God, seeing God move in your behalf? You know, it's a good thing to be able to have contact with God. Knowing that God is a God who does hear and answer prayer. Going along the other day, had a man had been working for him for several years. Somehow he kind of, I guess to say, got in a habit, instead of, when I bill him every month, instead of actually paying me, it seemed like he would just lapse it over. So, I mean, you might start out in the summer and get to maybe somewhere around August, and he'll just send you a check for, you know, to catch up a little bit. Then maybe he'll send you another one to catch up a little bit. And maybe about winter time, that those billings there, he'll probably send them in the spring. So he just kind of been getting behind, you know, but I was kind of trying to work with his system, you know, and so that's what I was doing. Well, he got behind. He was getting pretty close to about $800 behind. Well, I wasn't overly concerned, but I was, you know, a little concerned. But, you know, one day a for sale sign went up in his front yard. And that really got me thinking. I don't know if it's the devil or what, but, you know, I got this thought in my mind. This man's just going to up and sell this place and be gone. And what am I going to do? I continued cutting his yard and working diligently and different things like that. And one day I just got to thinking about it and it bothered me. So I started praying about it. And I just started praying for the Lord, cause this man to send me my money. Cause this man to send me my money. And I kept cutting, I kept praying. Then I kind of forgot about it. Well, after a while, maybe about 3 days, an envelope came in the mail. And it was from some kind of a fitness center. And I didn't really think a whole lot about it. And I just laid it over. If somebody wants me to join the fitness gym, so I just laid it over somewhere and just kind of went on my way. Well, as time went on, maybe a couple of days, I finally had a chance to open it. And lo and behold, there was a check in there for $400 from that man. And then I don't know whether it's a smart thing or not, but it kind of got the best of me. And so I decided, you know, I'm gonna actually look back. I looked the date on the check, and I thought, well, I'm going to go back and see what day I cut that yard. And when I went back, it was the exact same day that I was cutting that yard that he wrote that check. I want to tell you that God still hears and answers prayer. Amen. God is a prayer answering God. But anyway, there's Joseph in the midst of all his troubles. You ever been in trouble? You ever had a decision you couldn't hardly sleep at night? Just maybe pacing the floor and don't know which way to go. You know, I trust if you're ever there that you'll let God guide you. You know, sometimes when you look at the pros and you look at the cons and you search it all out, you don't know which way to go. But you know, God can reach down and guide you. God can help you. A built-in counselor. I thank God for that. You know, but Joseph had a need. And so she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example. You know, he's coming out of the best he can with his own intellect and with his own thoughts of what he might do. He was minded to put her away privately, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm talking about, a counselor. That's what I'm talking about, a guy. You know, as you're going down through life and you actually begin to reach those places where you need somebody, you can't seem to find just what to do. I want to encourage you, as a songwriter said, lean hard on him, O tested soul. On him thy care and burdens roll. Our God still lives and has control. He will not fail you now. Lean on him. Trust in him. You're over in Galatians, the 5th chapter, looking at verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's built in. You know, I don't know how you're really going to have salvation and not have love. You know, I believe the love of God will flow in and out of you. God will cause you to love. You know, if you're actually born from above. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's a part of it, praise the Lord. It says joy. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, if you don't have joy, I would encourage you to pray to God, Lord, where's my joy? You're actually supposed to have joy. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a part of it. That's a part of your salvation experience. Joy. God never intended for you to be able to make it in this life without the joy that goes along with it. There's some joy that goes along with it. Peace, praise the Lord. Covered some of that. But you can actually have peace like a river. You know, Paul and Silas, they're in jail and yet they're singing the songs of Zion. Songs of God, anyway. Praise the Lord. They've got peace in their soul. It's not just a matter of mustering up and well that I'm going to make myself strong and I'm going to be so peaceable. I believe it's a peace that passeth all understanding that God actually gives you in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tests, praise the Lord. You know, as he told Moses, he said, there is a place by me, and there's actually a place by God where you can find what you need in a time of trouble, praise the Lord. Yes. Long suffering. You ever needed some of that? Yes. It's a part of the package. You know, it's something that actually helps the people of God. You know, they have special ingredients you can put into your motor, Slick 50, and a lot of other things that are supposed to help them out where they can go longer than the average engine. You know, the people of God, when they actually have the Spirit, they have long suffering, you might say, built in them. They can actually go longer than the average person. Because it's a part of the package. It can help you that you can actually be gentle in trying circumstances. Goodness and faith, meekness, temperance, you know, cause you to have meekness. You know, there's a lot of meekness missing in the world today. It is. There's a lot of meekness that's just missing in the world today. You know, if you go back and begin to read some of the comments of some of our forefathers and some of the things they said as they were, you might say, brought into the presidency, it would astound you. Many have made statements like that, I'm not worthy of this. Some of them may have made statements, you know, I'm sure, I know there are others that are better able. In many of their statements, it's just riddled with humility about their own self-esteem. But now, you know, every man is going about boasting about his own goodness. See, there's just a difference. It's a subtle difference that's actually happened right here in our society. And many of us don't hardly even know, recognize it. But it says, against such is no law. The fruit of the Spirit. You know, the songwriter said, or maybe it's the scripture, joy may endure for the night, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know, there's something about it. You know, I'm thinking about, know what you'd call it, I don't remember the wording for it, but thinking about an all-around sound system or something. You ever walked in some place and you just got music going? Praise the Lord. You know, and some of that can lift you up, some of that can strengthen you. Just music. You ever had the Lord just singing to you? Amen. The Lord just singing to you. I enjoy that. I enjoy that. I just accept it as a part of the plan. You know, there's times when God will actually come down and begin to illuminate and flood your soul with songs. You know, you realize that, you know, maybe you're just going through your work. You're not trying to sing anything. But, you know, like the songwriter said, maybe you don't want to quote the wrong thing. But I said, even said, in my heart, there rings a melody. You might not be singing it, but seem like something else is actually singing to you. Praise the Lord. That's a part of it. You know, if you don't have that, you can't have it. You know, you don't have to just go through life without, but you can have it. You know, the word says healing should be the children's bread. That's all a part of the package. It's built right in it. You know, healing. We all need healing sometimes. Sometimes emotionally, sometimes physically, sometimes psychologically. But, you know, God is capable and willing to take care of all of that. See, these are things that we actually have right there at our disposal. These things all go right along with the Christian life, with the Christian experience. You know, we can't just get up and live this on our own and make it on our own. Well, you know, how long you been saved? Well, I've just been roughing and toughing, and I'm just so tough. I can just hang on, and I'm never going back. I'm just so strong. But no, it's the benefits that God gives to us as we go along the way. We need His strength. We need His guidance. We need God to help us in our time of trouble. We need God to actually lift us up from time to time. Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 31 says, what shall we say unto these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son. I just want to encourage you tonight. I want you to just stay down there feeling like you can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. I want you to know that as it says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? May God strengthen your faith tonight. May God help you to realize that he's actually there for you, whatever trouble you're in. You know, the songwriter speaks
Oh, a needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know what the thing is? A lot of these things. One songwriter said, oh, for grace to trust him more. You know, I want more of that. But you know, there's more that you can have. 2 Peter, the first chapter, in verses 5 through 10. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you. That ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord. So it's actually going to make you. There are things that are actually there for us. You know, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. They'll be added. I actually believe they'll be added. Trust him and find that he's true. You know, things that are actually built in. If you follow after God, there are things that you don't necessarily have to seek after him, but they'll be there, praise the Lord. And Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, begins to tell you some things. If you follow after the ways of God. You know, and it begins to explain some of those things that if you follow after God. Deuteronomy 28 and 1. And it shall come to pass if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all the commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. You're probably wondering, where'd that come from? But God gave it to you, praise the Lord. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks and thy sheep. Blessed shall thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when I comest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee and smitten before thy face. They shall come against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Things that are all built right in there. Yes, amen. You know, but also life comes with troubles. You believe that life comes with built-in troubles? I believe it does. I wish it was all good things. You know, but Brother Job over there, and Job, I believe it is, the 14th chapter, and he's going through some things, and he comes up with some things, some inspiration. Job 14 and 1, I believe it is, and Job begins to say there, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. You ever had some built-in trouble? You got Esau over there. You know, and he decides, well, he's just going to go out and he's going to marry some of these heathenish women. And it says, which were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah, I believe it is. Yes. A source of grief. Well, what are you going to do with it? Well, it's just built-in trouble. You can't hardly get away from it. There it is, your in-laws, whatever it is. Just built-in trouble. Maybe you got to deal with it. You know, David said, behold, I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. See, that's something that needs the work of God, praise the Lord. You know, when you come into this world, and maybe we all got our own debates about it and different things like that, but David said, behold, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So you got some things built in you that you need some help with as you go along the way. Well, brother, I don't know. Maybe you feel when you came into this world, you was just as pure as a driven snow. You know, but in reality, built in things that need to be taken out.
in Galatians, the fifth chapter. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. Well, brother, you don't know. I was just born that way. Well, I might say amen to it, but God can still help you. I'm not trying to get in a deep debate whether somebody was born this way or not born that way. I'm going to say that God can help you, praise the Lord. Behold, I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. What kind of sin? Probably every kind of sin in the catalog of sin. Somebody was probably born like that. But God can help you. Amen. Don't just sit around blaming yourself about it and thinking, well, there's no kind of help for me. God's able to help you, praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we just don't see things the way they actually are. If we could actually look down sometime when we're making decisions and begin to actually realize there's trouble built in on the path we're taking. You know, a lot of people take paths. Don't realize there's trouble. It's built in there. It's right in there. They just don't see it. Judges, the 16th chapter and verse 21. You know, and Samson is in a place. And Delilah, he got with her, and she made him sleep upon her knees. And called for a man and caused to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. The Philistines took him. See, they took him. Put out his eyes. Brought him down to Gaza. Bound him with fetters and brass. And he did grind in the prison house. You know, that's so sad. But when you look at Judges 16 and 4. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Zorak, whose name was Delilah. You know, right there. You know, he didn't actually realize. But it was all a part of the package. Yeah, you can see Delilah and you can actually have Delilah. But a part of that package on down the road, your eyes are going to be put out. See, you're going to be down there in the mill somewhere grinding. You know, a lot of people just don't realize that, you know, there's things that actually go along with the package. You know, when you're ready to buy something, sometime you need to actually study out the fine print that goes with it. You know, people start taking that smoke, first puff of a cigarette. You know, right along with that in the fine print. People dying of cancer. You know, I was looking at a billboard and it said, most people that want to smoke will die trying to quit. See, most people that smoke, they said, will die trying to quit. Something there. You know, but can you actually look down through the annals of time and begin to actually see the things that are built in? You know, if we could actually see them sometime, if we could actually take a look at them sometime, you know, I think sometime if people could actually read the fine print, it would cause them to back up a little bit. You know, I didn't know that that was actually built in. I didn't know that was a part of the deal that was being offered unto me. You know, Brother David, there in 2 Samuel, the 18th chapter, you know, and Absalom has been slain, and the king was much moved, went up over the chamber over the gate, and he wept. And as he went, thus he said, oh, my son Absalom, my son, Absalom, would God I had died for thee, oh, Absalom, my son. He's going through some hard places. He's suffering a lot, dealing with a lot of grief.
You know the thing about it, if you turn back to 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, begin to read there a little bit. In verse 2, and it came to pass at the evening tide, David arose from off his bed, walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon, and David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her. For she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned into her house. But you know, built in was that trouble in the home. That was all a part of it. May the Lord help us as we go along the way. You know, the Lord told Adam and Eve that in the day you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Yes. But you know, it seems such a simple thing to just partake of it. But built right in there was the death of Abel. Yes. And a lot of the trouble that mankind is even experiencing today. They were not able to look down through all that and see all that was built in what they were about to do. May the Lord help and bless you as you go through life that, you know, you'll look up to God. As we begin to close and as it lets us know over in Psalms 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, there's a lot of things that actually go with serving God. And I want to encourage you that there's a lot of benefits that actually go with serving God. You know, there may be things that, you know, maybe you can't comprehend, and maybe you don't know how to work it, like something in your car that's there that you don't know how to work it, but that doesn't mean it's not there. May God help us to learn how to take advantage of all the things that are there. See, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Things that actually go right along with salvation. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? How many times has God stepped in, praise the Lord? Amen. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness? You know, even as David said, my cup overfloweth. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. How many times has God just came and blessed you and lifted you up? You know, in Deuteronomy, I believe it says there, behold, I set before you a blessing and a curse. You know, and there are a lot of things built in, just depends on which path you want to take. You know, if you take the wrong path, there are a lot of things built in that. If you're actually walking after the ways of God, be encouraged. There are good things built in right in that life. And God's going to bless you and strengthen you and bring you through. Be encouraged.